Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen, Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3, on KTRH.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Casey Foreman. He's a contributor for Blue Man Hoop. The website is ran by FanSided and provides daily blogs for the NBA's Golden State Warriors. He is also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. We discuss his takeaways from Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals Series between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. We preview the 2022 NBA Finals matchup between the Celtics and the Golden State Warriors, and so much more. Casey is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen, Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3, on KTRH.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has you covered with everything you need to have fun out there. Order online at academy.com or on the Academy app and pick up in-store or get free shipping on most orders. Shop Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25. Online sign required.
Red Tag Savings are back at the biggest name in Texas, Fred Haas, Toyota Country.
Just in, a huge shipment of new Toyota models have arrived, and we're red tagging them all as soon as they hit the ground.
Online or on the lot, get our lowest red tag price. Plus, drive away with zero down on select new 2022 Toyota models.
Plus, save even more with our free Fred Haas family plan.
Thinking of selling? Get overpaid for your trade. We're buying all makes, all models.
Fred Haas, Toyota Country.
Excludes TDL and $150 dealer fee with approved credit since 5/2/2022.
Smart. Fakes. Fires. Butler. He can tie. For the lead. Luce and Horford. And the Boston Celtics will go to the NBA Finals.
Klay Thompson go through two catastrophic injuries. Steph Curry breaks his hand. We went 15 games 2 years ago. A group of young guys and experienced guys, and Bob got at me earlier this year when I said, I don't know if this has ever worked. And he got at me. But this group continues to come every day, put the work in. Our coaching staff has been amazing, and we're here. We back.
This is a blessing. Obviously, it's a team effort to get back here, what Draymond said, for us to be out the mix for the last 2 years and to be where we belong, back in the finals. This is special, our fan base, to do it in this new building.
I mean, I should have had 10 threes. I left like three on the board tonight, but whatever. I'm just so happy to be back. I'm so thankful for this team. These guys carried us to an incredible start, and then to be coming back in there, I mean, I don't want to get emotional, Ern. I can't believe we're back. This is crazy. I'm going to enjoy this tonight, but wow, we still got four more to go, Dub Nation. This is, I'm going to soak this in tonight, though. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN with the Boston Celtics punching their ticket to the NBA Finals as they beat the Miami Heat in a grueling seven-game series to win the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals. And that last audio that you heard was courtesy of the NBA on TNT and Turner Sports with Golden State Warriors players Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson speaking at the 2022 Western Conference Finals trophy presentation. To talk more about the Celtics and Heat series, the keys to victory for the Warriors to beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals, and so much more, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the blog site ran by FanSided dedicated to the NBA's Golden State Warriors, and he is the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast, Casey Foreman. Casey, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, what's going on, Ed? Thanks again for having me on. You know, the Warriors are right back where they belong in the NBA Finals. Looking forward to breaking it all down with you, man.
Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Casey, give me your takeaways from the Boston Celtics beating the Miami Heat in Game 7 of the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals Series.
So, first off, I feel like we got to give some props to Jimmy Butler, you know, willing Miami to 7 games. I think Boston should have won in 6. And, you know, I don't love the way they nearly blew their huge lead in that final Game 7, but Jimmy Butler was huge. 41 points in Game 1, 47 in Game 6, 35 in Game 7. Guy was phenomenal, and all that on a bum knee. He proved to me that I think he is a top 10 player in this league. He also proved that, hey, this guy might need a little more help on the roster if they want to be a true title contender. Only 15 points, you know, from Bam throughout the series on average. Only 9 points from Hero and Lowry, who were hit or miss, who also didn't play that much in the series altogether. So that was my first takeaway. Man, Jimmy Butler was huge, willing them to 7 games. But at the same time, I didn't love the fact that, you know, Boston allowed it to go 7 games. You know, I feel like, you know, they've gone through so much now, the Boston Celtics, you know, 2 7-game series, one with the reigning champs and the best player in the world in the Milwaukee Bucks, one with the Miami Heat, who, again, I don't think they had any business going 7 games with. So I didn't love the way that they closed out that series. I do think that the better team won, and I do think that we have the best matchup possible for these NBA Finals, the Warriors and the Celtics, the 2 top-rated defenses in the NBA's regular season. So those are my main takeaways. Man, Jimmy Butler was great. I didn't love the way Boston ended, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, how much they have left in the tank.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was outstanding in that series, particularly in Game 6 and Game 7 as well. It's particularly Game 7. He played all 48 minutes in that contest. So Miami, they got a lot of work to do in the offseason, but definitely this is a step forward in them taking that next step and hopefully representing the Eastern Conference again and maybe playing in another NBA Finals real soon. So now we have our matchup. As you said, Casey, the better team won in this series, the Boston Celtics. They win the Eastern Conference Finals, and they punch their ticket in this year's NBA Finals to take on the Golden State Warriors, the team that you cover on a regular basis. We know about Golden State handling their business throughout their playoff run, beating Denver in 5 games, having a thrilling, tough series against Memphis, beating them in 6, and then they handled their business beating Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. I want to start off with talking about the keys to victory in this series. What do you think the keys to victory are going to be for Golden State if they're going to beat the Celtics to win another NBA title?
Yeah, you know, I have 3 big X factors for Golden State. I also have a couple of X factors for Boston, you know, see if they can have some success in the series. But starting with the Warriors, like you asked, Kevon Looney. I think the first thing goes with Kevon Looney. He's got to continue to make his presence felt on the boards. He has the most offensive rebounds. He's tied with Andrew Wiggins, actually, for the most offensive rebounds in these NBA playoffs. They're going to need him to create second-chance opportunities. He has 4 games in the playoffs with over 12 rebounds and 2 games with at least 18. Okay, so I'm not saying he has to replicate that on a nightly basis, but, you know, game to game, he's going to have to put up one of those performances, a few of those performances. He's going to have to be around 8 to 12 rebounds per game, especially with, you know, all the length and size that Boston has with Robert Williams, with Al Horford, with Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown. That's a very big and long roster who switches everything, you know. So Kevon Looney has to be huge on the boards for the Warriors because, you know, if he doesn't have success, that could dictate the outcome of this series. Kevon Looney, the biggest guy in the Warriors rotation, has to make his presence felt on the board. Then moving on to a guy in Jordan Poole, who's been great in the playoffs. He's been great all season long. At the beginning of the year, he was my prediction for most improved player. I think it's, you know, disappointing he wasn't, you know, a final candidate for that award. But 18 points off the bench for Jordan in these playoffs. He had 29 points in their loss against Boston earlier this year in March. So he's got to be able to replicate the success we've seen him have against this team. And most importantly, keep the Warriors afloat in the non Steph Curry minutes. Usually we see, you know, their offense go a little stagnant, sometimes go to a full stop when Steph isn't on the floor. Jordan has to be that spark plug off the bench, as he has been for Golden State to have a chance in this series. They're a three, if not a four-headed monster offensively when Jordan is hitting with Steph, Clay, Poole, and Wiggins. Like I said, Poole has been a huge part in that. He has to be big off the bench, and like I said, in those non-Steph minutes. And then the health, the final factor for me is the health of Gary Payton II and Otto Porter Jr., two very versatile defenders who can be trusted offensively to make the right play, especially in big moments. We saw Gary come up huge late in the game against Denver, Otto against Memphis. It was a 12-point game in the fourth quarter, I believe in game four or five. Otto hits two threes. You know, he cuts the deficit to only six instead of 12, and Golden State is right back in the game. So those two players are huge, really adds to their versatility and their depth. And, in a matchup which has two very deep teams, I think Payton and Porter can help give Golden State the edge and not force them to have to play Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Damian Lee, who has had, not to be rude, but not a very good postseason. So Payton and Porter's health, Poole being a spark plug off the bench, and Kevon Looney making his presence felt on the boards are the X factors for the Warriors.
I'm glad that you mentioned about those players with Looney, Poole, and, of course, the defense of Payton II and Porter Jr. And this is going to get to the next topic I want to discuss, and that's the matchups in this series. I think an interesting matchup will be Jason Tatum going up against Steph Curry, players that have two completely different skill sets. We know Steph being the long-range shooter that he's been for so long. Jason Tatum, the two-way player that has a great outside game but can also play defense and rebound as well. How do you see the matchup facing up between Jason and Steph?
Those are, you know, the two best players in the series, you know, two arguably top 10 players in the league facing off. Both teams have all-star, you know, all-star power on both sides. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Jason Tatum can do on the biggest stage, you know, with the brightest lights in the NBA Finals, somewhere he has never been before. I believe he's 24, 25 years old. So, you know, it's win or go home for a guy like him, you know. It's like, you know, this is the biggest moment he's ever going to be in, you know, or ever has been in. So, again, I'm really looking forward to see what he can do in comparison to a guy like Steph, who has been there, done that. He's the only player in NBA Finals history to average 25-5 and not have a Finals MVP. We know that is what Steph truly has his eyes set on here in this series. But, you know, Jason Tatum is phenomenal, one of the very best, you know, young players, if not, you know, players in general in the NBA. If you're starting a team, you know, with a player, you're talking about the Luka Doncic's, the you know, the Jason Tatum's, the Giannis Antetokounmpo's, and Nikola Jokic's. And like I said, Jason, I think, deserves to be in the conversation with people like that. I think he will be an MVP candidate going into next season with what he's been able to do this year and in this year's postseason. He's a three-level scorer. He does it, you know, on the defensive end as well. He's a super versatile player. He's really upped that side of his game defensively. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do against Andrew Wiggins, against Kevon Looney and Draymond Green. He's had great success so far in the postseason. You know, he's a young player, so there is that inconsistency factor at times. But he's been great. I think he's averaging 27 points a game so far in these playoffs. He's going to have to be huge and consistent, especially in big spots, if Boston wants a chance at taking down this veteran, you know, group in Golden State. And Steph, you know, he's going to have a guy like Marcus Smart guarding him for the majority of this series, the current defensive player of the year. You know, people are saying, you know, Marcus Smart has had great success against Steph. But last season we saw, you know, I think he averaged over 40 points a game when he played Boston in last year's season, had a 30-point performance against them earlier this season, I think in December that was. So I'm not too worried about Steph against Marcus Smart, but I think that is going to be a very interesting matchup as well. Can the defensive player of the year, you know, throw Steph off of his game? And, you know, that would be huge as well for the Boston Celtics. But, you know, I think those two players are almost an even wash. You know, Steph's going to be Steph. Jason Tatum is going to be Jason Tatum. That's why, as far as the X factors for Boston goes, you know, Marcus Smart is if not the biggest one for the Celtics, because he's got to make shots. Boston is so much better and so much more dangerous when Marcus Smart is knocking down outside jumpers. It makes them nearly impossible to beat. So their Golden State has to be crossing their fingers that he has an off series and maybe he isn't 100%, because knocking down shots is going to be a huge X factor from Marcus Smart for the Boston Celtics, as well as the health of Robert Williams, second-team All-NBA defender. He's top three in blocks in the regular season. You know, he's got to make his presence felt on the glass, going up against an undersized Kevon Looney, an undersized Draymond Green. He's a lob threat offensively. He's been banged up all postseason. So the health of Williams and Marcus Smart's shot-making really are the two X factors for Boston here, because I think Jason's going to be Jason, and I think Steph's going to be Steph.
All right, and another matchup that I want to talk about is clearly these two gentlemen are the other half of the duos for their respective teams. Of course, with Golden State, we mentioned one of the Splash Brothers, and that's Steph Curry. And we have to talk about the other Splash Brother, and that's Klay Thompson. And for Boston, the other half of the dynamic duo alongside Jason Tatum, and that's Jaylen Brown. How do you see the matchup playing out between Jaylen and Klay?
I think those two guys are going to be guarding each other a lot throughout this series. I think we're going to see a lot of Jaylen Brown on Klay Thompson, which is a little concerning when you're thinking about the speed, you know, and athleticism of Jaylen Brown in comparison to Klay, who, you know, that's obviously not what Klay is known for, and maybe he has lost a bit, you know, a bit of a step defensively. Today he isn't necessarily the All-NBA defender that he used to be. I think he can get back there with time. Being so shortly removed after such major injuries, he doesn't quite have that lateral quickness that he used to. So I am a little bit concerned as far as Klay guarding Jaylen Brown. I think he will be able to get to his spots. I think we're going to see a lot from Andrew Wiggins on both Jaylen Brown and on Jason Tatum, maybe a little bit of Draymond on those guys, and that's also why the health of Gary Payton II is so important, because you need him to be able to check in the game and guard a guy like Jaylen Brown. But I think Jaylen's going to be great. He's also been, you know, a little inconsistent time after time, 25 years old, though, going to be playing in his first finals. That's 100% understood. That is expected from young players like that who have never been in the moment, you know, that they currently are in. But I think Jaylen is the third best player in this series. But I think Jaylen and Jason are the second and third best players in this series. And for, I know I keep saying this, but for Boston to have a chance here, they need both of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, maybe even more so from Jaylen Brown, to step up and be the all-star that we have seen them be in the past. And as far as Klay goes, he's also been a little inconsistent, you know, from time to time. He's had some cold starts. But as we've seen in the biggest moments, Game 5 against Dallas, Game 6 against Memphis, he's come up huge. He's been the best player on the court in those games. And, you know, the Warriors are going to need a patented Klay Thompson performance, at least one of them, if they're going to want to be able to close out the Celtics in six games. So, you know, Klay has to be Klay. He's got to, you know, I really hope he can step it up defensively and, you know, dive into the challenge that is going to be guarding an athletic guy, an athletic wing like Jaylen Brown. Again, I do have a little bit of concerns regarding that. But, you know, Klay has to have a patented Klay performance, and Jaylen Brown needs to be the reliable second option to Jason Tatum.
All right, and let's talk now about the defensive side. Draymond Green, we know, is the elite defender for the Golden State Warriors. He's been a defensive player of the year and someone that, again, Golden State, a team not really known for defense and rebounding, but Draymond is the one that provides the anchor for the defensive side. Now, we know Boston was the best defensive team in the league this season. So you've got Draymond handling his business in the paint, but you've also got some other big guys that can not only defend, but they can shoot outside as well with Al Horford, Robert Williams III. Also, you can put Grant Williams in the mix as well. Tell me, how do you see that matchup happening with Draymond and those gentlemen for the Celtics?
I think Draymond's going to have to be huge, you know, and as you said, Golden State, not necessarily known for their defense, but, you know, they were the second-best defense in the league this year, right behind Boston, and until Draymond got hurt, even a couple weeks, months after Draymond got hurt, You know, they were still the best defense in the league. You know, they were. So they dropped off to end the season, still ended up being a top three, a top two defense. So I think Golden State is, you know, not quite as good as Boston defensively, but they're not far off. And I think this will be the best defense that Boston has played so far in this postseason. So I think that is a little bit of an underrated storyline right there, how great, how good Golden State's defense can be. But Draymond's going to have to guard Al Horford, Robert Williams, as you said, Grant Williams, Jason Tatum, even Jaylen Brown at times, which is a challenge I think Draymond is up for, a guy who can guard 1 through 5. I believe Draymond is, you know, is the best defensive player in this series over the current defensive player in Marcus Smart. I think he is more versatile. He can guard more positions. He's more experience, especially on this stage. We've seen him come up clutch defensively multiple times in this postseason, getting the game-clinching steal in Game 3 against Nikola Jokic, having that game-sealing block, I believe it was in Game 4, Game 3 against Memphis, on Jaren Jackson Jr. We've seen these patented moments from Draymond. I think we're going to continue to see that in these finals. And I know Draymond has a bit of a chip on his shoulder here, saying, hey, I was voted to second team All-NBA defense. You know, he believes he's the best defender in the league. I think he's right up there with the best defenders in the league, if not the best, when he's on his A game. And he's saying, hey, I saw Marcus Smart make it there. I saw him, you know, win the Defensive Player of the Year over me. And I think he's going to have a bit of something to say about that. And we're going to see Draymond on the top of his game defensively in these finals. And the Warriors are going to need that, because he's going to have quite the task guarding Horford, Williams, the other Williams and Grant, and then Jason Tatum. More importantly, him and Andrew Wiggins are going to have quite the task in trying to slow down an all-NBA player that is Jason Tatum. But on the other side, for the Celtics, you know, you said it, they have a lot of, you know, versatile defenders that can also shoot the ball on the other end. I think, you know, whoever can get more stops is going to end up winning this year's title.
All right, fair enough. And I want to move along now to, you mentioned his name earlier, Marcus Smart, the Defensive Player of the Year this year. And we know that he's already said that he's up for the challenge, and we know that he is a lockdown defender and then some. Now, Golden State also has somebody that paid off big dividends on their offensive side this year, and that's Andrew Wiggins. How often will you see, in your opinion, will we see Marcus Smart defending Wiggins, or do you see Marcus kind of defending Steph, maybe going to Clay from time to time? How do you see that matchup happening with Marcus going up against Andrew Wiggins?
So those are going to be two big X factors. Those are two of the best two-way players in this series. Marcus Smart, again, that's why it's such an X factor, what he can do offensively, because if he's knocking down shots, this Boston Celtics team is super tough to beat. They're hoping they can throw him off his game. But I think we're going to be seeing Marcus guarding Steph for the majority of this season. I think if Steph, they could even do what the Warriors were doing against the Mavericks with Wiggins, that is mirroring Luka Doncic's minutes with Andrew Wiggins' minutes, saying as soon as Steph comes in the game, boom, Marcus Smart is in there as well. I very well think that could be the game plan for the Boston Celtics. I think it's a pretty good one at that. And, you know, Boston's going to need him to throw Steph off of his game. I saw in their last several matchups, you know, Marcus has held, as far as when he's individually guarding Steph, he's held Steph to 33% shooting. It's a stat from ESPN. So that's clearly well below, you know, 10-plus percentage points below Steph's average on the usual defender. So he's been able to throw Steph off his game, and I think that is where we're going to be seeing him. Also, I think we will be seeing Marcus Smart on a guy in Jordan Poole, because, you know, it's really tough to stay in front of the athletic and just the smart offensive player that is Jordan Poole, what he is becoming, what he is emerging to be right now. So I think Marcus is going to, you know, make things hard. He's going to have to make things hard on Steph and on Poole. I think those are the two players we're mainly going to be seeing Marcus Smart guarding. I think it'll be the Jason Tatums, the Grant Williams. Again, we very well could see those guys switch onto a guy in Steph, onto a guy in Jordan Poole, because one of the pros, you know, for Boston's defense, and one of the things I'm a little bit, you know, worried about for Golden State, is that they switch everything. Okay, Boston switches everything defensively, which doesn't necessarily play into the hand of Golden State and how they like to play, how they like to break down defenses. They usually, you know, a quick screen comes for Steph. He gets blitzed, and the other guy rolls, ends up being wide open. Defense comes and plays onto him. One more extra pass equals a wide open three, a wide open jumper. And with them switching everything, it doesn't necessarily let Golden State play the way that they want to, the way they like to. So that is a concern for me. We will see, Marcus Smart get switched on to Andrew Wiggins. You know, I think every player is going to have a little bit on their plate, you know, guarding next to everyone on the court because of the way Boston defends. But I think Andrew Wiggins will be mainly guarding Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and I think Marcus Smart will mainly be on Steph Curry and Jordan Poole.
You mentioned X factors, and we mentioned a couple of them with Marcus Smart and Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins, and also we mentioned another X factor in Grant Williams. Are there any other X factors that you expect throughout this series?
A few. I would say, you know, Klay Thompson, what he can do offensively when he is knocking down shots at the, you know, at the difficulty that he does, like we saw in Game 5 against Dallas, like we saw in Game 6 against Memphis, he's nearly unguardable. When he's knocking down shots like that, you could say he's the best player on the court. And, you know, the Warriors are going to need a consistent Klay Thompson, and they're going to need at least one of those patented Klay Game 6 performances. Because it can't all be Steph, it can't all be Klay, can't just be giving you 18 to 20 points. He has to go off for at least one of these, you know, 28, 34-point performances to put Golden State over the edge. Andrew Wiggins has to be the two-way player we've seen. He was phenomenal in that Dallas Mavericks series. Remember his patented, I think it was Game 3, when he had 27 points, 9 rebounds, that huge dunk over Luka Doncic. He's got, and we saw him in Game 1 of the series hold Luka to only 20 points and more turnovers than field goals made. He had 7 turnovers, only 6 made shots. He's got to have one of those nights, at least in this series. He's got to have at least a 125-point night, and he's got to be able to throw either Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown off of their games. On the other side of the ball from the Celtics, as I said, you brought up Grant Williams. He won, okay? He won the Boston Celtics that Game 7 against Milwaukee. He knocked down 7 or 8 three-pointers. Milwaukee, you know, refused to guard him on the three-point line. And if he's able to have another one of those games, that's huge. That is huge for the Boston Celtics, and that will definitely edge in their favor. So Grant Williams, can he have another big game? Can Robert Williams stay healthy? Can Al Horford, you know, keep gas in the tank? We saw him at the end of the Miami series not play great, okay? I think he had one field goal made in that Game 6, and that was at home as well after a huge performance that he had. I remember getting back to that Milwaukee series. He was perfect in one of those fourth quarters, willing the Celtics to a victory. How much gas is left in the tank for a guy, a veteran, a 35-year-old, in Al Horford after two, you know, tough, gruesome 7-game series? How much is left in the tank for Al Horford? Those are the things I'm watching, because I think Steph's going to be Steph and Jason is going to be Jason. Then it comes down to coaching. What kind of in-game adjustments is Ime Udoka and Steve Kerr going to have to combat these elite defenses and these elite offenses?
You mentioned about the coach, Ime Udoka. What a job he's done in his first year as the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And we know about the pedigree of head coach for the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, having the championship experience, a part of the second three-peat with the Bulls, and then, of course, winning some championships with the San Antonio Spurs. How do you think the coaches are going to approach this with Udoka and Kerr?
I think I'm very excited to see what Udoka can do. You know, it's his first finals appearance, very similar to a guy named Steve Kerr who won the finals in his first season as a head coach. So Udoka is trying to kind of mimic Kerr, follow in his footsteps. And I think he would be the 10th coach all time to win a title in his first season as a head coach. Okay, so joining the elite company, including Steve Kerr. Ty Lue did it. I know Nick Nurse did it with the Toronto Raptors. But he's trying to follow in those guys' footsteps. He has been great this season. I think he was a bit of an underrated guy for the coach of the year for where Boston was in the first half of the season to where they were finishing as the second seed and as the number one defense, I think he deserves a lot of credit for that. People were starting already to write him off in the first half of the season. He turned it around and showed, hey, I'm going to be the Boston Celtics head coach probably for a long time. But I'm just looking forward to seeing what the rookie head coach can do against the veteran in Steve Kerr, a guy who has been there, done that, won championships as a player, won three rings now as a head coach. What's that going to look like? What are these in-game adjustments going to be? What is Udoka's plan against Steph Curry, against Jordan Poole? What is Steve Kerr planning to do defensively? Are they going to stay in the zone that they were playing zone the majority of that Dallas Maverick series, or are they going to switch to a man-to-man? You know, they've been great at not doing the same defensive game plan, the same rotations throughout the entirety of one game. They continue to switch it up as the game goes along. So I'm interested to see what they do defensively. And then same thing for on the Celtics side, what they do with the guy Steph Curry. Do they blitz him? Do we see a lot of double teams? Are they going to continue to switch everything? So defensively, that's what I'm most excited to see what these two head coaches can do.
Of course, we have Boston and Golden State, East Coast versus West Coast. We know about the pedigree of the Boston Celtics being one of the premier franchises, not just in the NBA, but in all of professional sports. And we know about the hardworking blue-collar mentality of Boston and the Ivy League institutions and whatnot. And we know about the countless Hall of Famers, Russell, Cousy, Havlicek, and Bird, Parrish, and McHale, and, of course, as recent as Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. And then we've got the Golden State Warriors. They play in San Francisco. I know we've had some conversations in the past, Casey, about the electric atmosphere when they played in Oakland. Now they're in San Francisco. So it's a little bit different. And I want to ask you, how do you see this from a cultural standpoint in terms of the Celtics being in New England and also just having that blue-collar pedigree used to winning as opposed to the Warriors playing for years in Oakland and moving back across the Bay to San Francisco, being influenced by Silicon Valley? How do you see this from a cultural standpoint?
I think that's a very great – that's a very good point you just made, Ed. And I think both teams kind of, you know, consume or they adapt to – you know, that's their identity. What you just brought, the Silicon Valley, you know, the owner Joe Lacob has said, hey, we're not a basketball team. We're not just – you know, we're a company. We're a business. So they're not just focused on the guys in the court. Obviously, you know, they've done a great job doing that. But they're, you know, very invested on the business side of it and, you know, how smart they love analytics. I think that's a very great point. I think that's very similar to the way Golden State plays. And, yes, nothing quite hits like Oracle Arena in Oakland. But I think San Francisco has done a phenomenal job so far in these postseason. These are the first playoffs, you know, in Chase Center. And I think from what I've seen so far, it has been electric in that building. They've caused, you know, a great deal amount. You know, they've thrown opponents off of their game, and they have electrified, okay, energized that Warriors offense. When Steph Curry comes off a screen and knocks down a big three, when Klay Thompson does it, that building goes absolutely crazy. It goes nuts. And I think they've done a phenomenal job despite being, you know, 2 years old, 2 or 3 years old that that building is. I think they're doing a phenomenal job boosting their home crowd and making it tough for the opponents. You know, they're undefeated at home so far, Ed. On their home court, they have not lost a home game in these playoffs. And I think that is a testament to all the fans going out there to Chase Center in San Francisco. And on the other side, for Boston, you mentioned the blue-collar mentality, hard-fought, hard-working, and that's Boston defensively. You know, they are hard-fought. You know, they battle. You know, they have great defenders, 1 through 5, 1 through 6 or 7. They switch everything. They're gritty. They're tough, almost to a fault. That's where, you know, Steph Curry got injured when they were playing earlier this season. That just shows you how hard they work, you know, on the defensive end, how they're going to be diving for every loose ball, trying to create any opportunity that they possibly can. You know, and that's their calling card. Their defensive side of the ball is what they're known for, the best defense in the league. And we're looking at two of the very best fan bases in the NBA, two of the most intense and you know, guys who have the biggest attitudes, the biggest thoughts and stuff, you know, criticisms, everything. When you're looking at these two franchise opinions is the word I was looking for there. You know, they're very opinionated, both of these franchises, and they are very quick to defend their best player, their franchise against anybody else. So I think these finals, we're going to see quite the battle on NBA Twitter, on social media, including myself. You know, I think I'll be taking part in that as well. Two very intense and passionate fan bases, two of the most intense and passionate fan bases in the NBA going head-to-head. It's going to get gritty. It's going to get tough. And I think social media is going to be popping throughout these NBA finals.
This is going to be an exciting matchup between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors in the 2022 NBA Finals. And you heard it from him. He is Casey Foreman. He is a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the blog site dedicated to all things related to the NBA's Golden State Warriors, ran by FanSided. And he's also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Casey, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program.
Yeah, no problem, Matt. Thanks for having me on. Dudes Talking Sports. Also follow the Dudes Talking Sports page on Twitter, Dudes_Talking_Pod. Dudes_Talking_Pod on Twitter. On Instagram, Dudes_Talking_Sports. Go check us out on any platform you listen to your podcast on. For Blue Man Hoop, BlueManHoop.com on the FanSided website. So go check me out on both of those pages. Go follow me on Twitter, C4Man20. Go check me out.
One more time, Casey, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Blue Man Hoop, Dudes Talking Sports, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Of course. Again, one more time for you guys. C4Man20 for me. Dudes Talking_Pod. Dudes_Talking_Sports on Instagram. And all the articles are either on my Twitter, or you can simply go right to the Blue Man Hoop website on the FanSided page.
You heard it from him. He is Casey Foreman. He is a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the blog site dedicated to the NBA's Golden State Warriors, and the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Casey, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, of course, Ed. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Smart. Fakes. Fires. Butler. He's in time. For the lead, Luce and Horford, and the Boston Celtics will go to the NBA Finals.
Klay Thompson go through two catastrophic injuries. Steph Curry breaks his hand. We went 15 games 2 years ago. A group of young guys and experienced guys, and Bob got at me earlier this year when I said, I don't know if this has ever worked. And he got at me. But this group continues to come every day, put the work in. Our coaching staff has been amazing, and we're here. We back.
This is a blessing. Obviously, it's a team effort to get back here. What Draymond said, for us to be out the mix for the last 2 years and to be where we belong, back in the finals. This is special. Our fan base, to do it in this new building.
I mean, I should have had 10 threes. I left like three on the board tonight, but whatever. I'm just so happy to be back. I'm so thankful for this team. These guys carried us to an incredible start, and then be coming back in there. I mean, I don't want to get emotional, Ern. I can't believe we're back. This is crazy. I'm going to enjoy this tonight, but wow, we still got four more to go, Dub Nation. I'm going to soak this in tonight, though. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject
subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte Technology Careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject
subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Learn the art of filmmaking with Spike Lee, or how to bring your creative vision to life with Issa Rae. Try songwriting with Alicia Keys and cooking with Gordon Ramsay. The possibilities are endless. With over 100 world-class instructors ready to teach you, that thing you always wanted to do is closer than you think. Get 15% off your annual membership today at masterclass.com/save. That's masterclass.com/save.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Casey Foreman. Casey is a contributor for Blue Man Hoop. The website is ran by FanSided and it provides daily blogs for the NBA's Golden State Warriors. He is also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Thanks again to Casey for giving us his takeaways from Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals matchup between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, and previewing the 2022 NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics, and the Golden State Warriors. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.